Hello, this is Rachi Lerner speaking with you today from OU Radio. Our topic for today is Elul thoughts, thoughts for the month of Elul. All of us have experienced the feeling of being abandoned by God, of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu be very distant and disconnected from us. And that in turn induces a spiritual crisis. How is it that we resolve this crisis? So King David, David HaMelech, speaks for us in Psalm 13 in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Bet, verse 2. Ad ana Hashem tishkacheni netzach, how long Hashem will you forget me eternally? Ad ana tastir et panecha mimeni, how long will you hide your face from me? To the suffering individual, God feels absent, hidden in the shadows. How long will Hashem forget us? How long will he hide his face from us? When we are defeated by our depression, we cannot see past the moment to a time when circumstances can and will change. Our view is occluded. It is blocked by the fact that we are overwhelmingly oppressed and consequently depressed. This attitude is typical of the Jew in Galus, the Jew in exile, who feels as though the exile is interminable, without hope. And we can, I guess, get stuck there. We can get stuck in the place of saying, how long, God, will you be absent, and never move forward. But that is not what David would have us do. He models a different response. In the same exact chapter of Tehillim, he says the following. Habita, in Pasuk Dalet, in verse 4, Habita, look, Aneni Hashem Elokai. Answer me, Hashem, my God. Ha'ira einai pen ishan hamavet. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. David is asking not to be stuck in the position of immobility, the position of depression, the position of paralysis, of spiritual paralysis. Instead, he says, look, Habita, look, Aneni Hashem Elokai, answer me, Hashem, my God. Ha'irainai, enlighten my eyes, pen ishana mavet, lest I sleep the sleep of death. David is asking for divine enlightenment, for the alternative is the depression that leads to death. If one lacks enlightenment, if one cannot see one's way out of the darkness, one is super depressed. One gets massively depressed. One ends one's life. A depressed person who cannot see hope simply waits death. Simply sits down and waits and welcomes death. His spiritual and his emotional death precedes his physical demise. But David wants to live. He wants to embrace hope, to reconnect to God. And he needs God's help to do this. Habita aineni Hashem Elokai. Look, answer me, Hashem, my God. I want you to help me. Help me, ha'ireinai. Enlighten me. Banish the darkness from my eyes. Take away the depression that threatens to engulf me. We are all in need of God's illumination to help us in our times of individual and collective darkness. And following David's lead, we ask God for enlightenment. And what do we say? Be'orcha nir er or. By your light, God, may we see light. That's Psalm 36, Lamed Vav, Pasuk Yod, verse 10. By your light, God, may we see light. We ask that God grant us the light, turn the lights on for us. Enlighten our gaze unclouded, we see the lights of hope and redemption. In Parshat Shoftim, in Sefer Dvarim, we are given a commandment by Hashem. And what does it say? Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. You shall be wholehearted with Hashem, your God. You shall be wholehearted. And Rashi explains to us in that parsha, that's Perek Yudchet Pasuk Yud Gimel, 18:13 in Shoftim, Sefer Devarim in Deuteronomy. Rashi explains to us that this means that you should walk before God wholeheartedly, without guile, and wait for him, without projecting onto the future. It is actually a directive to be with God wholeheartedly in the moment, right here, right now, without moving forward, without projecting into the future at all. Simply accept whatever comes your way, and then you will be his nation, his portion, his chelek, God's possession. The Pias Etzner Rebbe, Rabbi Kalanimus Kalman Shapiro, explains that this injunction is intended to address the dispirited and the suffering individual who is unable to find his courage and hope. This, says the Piasetzner Rebbe, is a cri de cor, a cry of the heart to the dispirited. If the individual could see past the current moment of suffering and know with absolute certainty that he would be rescued tomorrow, he would find his courage and he would endure. The meaning of being wholehearted with Hashem is just that. One needs to take strength in God and know that He is with us in suffering. We need to take strength in Hashem and know that He is with us in our suffering. Do not project into the future. Do not look that far ahead and say that there is no end to the darkness. Instead, accept. Tamim tia, accept. Be complete. Be wholehearted with God. Stay in the moment. Accept what happens. And that acceptance brings you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you will be his portion. And Sefer Tehillim echoes the same sentiment. We begin saying Perek Chaf Zayin, Psalm 27 on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And what does Psalm 27 begin with? L'David Hashem Ori V'yishi Mimi Efchad. Hashem is my light and my salvation. From whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear, says David. Hashem ma'oz chayai mimi afchad. Hashem is the strength of my life. Whom shall I dread? If God is my light and my salvation, says David HaMelech, I have naught to fear, no one to be afraid of. And if God is the strength of my life, I have no one of whom to be afraid as well. What does light do? Light illuminates in the moment. It casts away the darkness of despair. And when Hashem is your light, when you accept God, where God is, that He is, and that He is with you, you are already comforted. Your fear evaporates in the light that He gives. David next speaks about the more active salvation of Hashem. Hashem is the strength of my life. Whom shall I dread? This salvation of Hashem also eliminates fear and its root causes. With Hashem as the strength of our lives, as the pillar of fortitude, as the rock upon which we rest, we have no reason to dread. Instead, we echo the wishes of David. What does David say in Pasuk Dalet in Perek Chaf Zayin 27:4? Shifti bevet Hashem kol yemei chayai. Would that I would dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Lachazot b'no'am Hashem. To behold the pleasantness of God. Ulevaker beheichalo. And to contemplate His sanctuary. When I am enlightened, when I walk basking in God's light, I have no reason to fear. I only know that light illuminates, and if I stay wholeheartedly with my God and I am in place, I have no reason to dread. All I ask is to be in the place with God all the days of my life. David models so many different ways to approach God. At times he suggests that God grant his prayer so that his enemies not feel triumphant. Other times he describes himself as being reduced in circumstances, a beggar in need of alms. What does he say in Perek Ayin, in Psalm 70, verse 6? He says, Va'ani aniv avyon elokim chushali. As for me, being poor and needy, God hasten to me. Ezri umifalti ata, Hashem al ta'achar. My help and my rescuer are you, Hashem. Do not delay. So while he at times is saying to Hashem, you must rescue me because I need help so my enemies don't triumph, he's also speaking to about himself, that he is a beggar. He's reduced in circumstances. He is in need of alms. And he says to Hashem, Va'ani ani ve'avyon, I am poor, I am needy. Chushali, hurry up and help me. Now certainly David was not talking about physical deprivation. He after all was king of Israel. He was certainly a wealthy and comfortable person. But rather he is referring to the psychological state of emptiness, to the concomitant experience of neediness that we carry. A poor person who lacks the basic necessities is in great need. His survival is contingent upon the generosity of the donor. If he is fortunate and he has a caring donor, a caring patron, then he's fine. A desperate individual lacks patience. Delay for him spells death. He needs help, and he needs help now, right away. That is what David is saying. I am poor and needy, spiritually bereft, spiritually needy. I need you, God, and I need you now. When we the children of David. Consider the fragility of human experience. We consider our mortality. We cannot help but feel our extreme neediness, our exquisite vulnerability. Our resources, such as they are inadequate to the task before us. We need a gracious, a generous patron who can carry us, nurture us, and support us, and we need him now. There's no time to waste. Hashem, who has infinite resources, can and will help us. And we need to ask him, just as David did, Hu Shali, hurry up, Hashem. Hashem, al ta'achar. Hashem, do not delay. Come and help me right now in the moment. In these times in Elul, when we are looking ahead to the Yamim Noraim, we are so exquisitely aware of our vulnerability. We are so completely aware that life hangs in the balance. And we need to reach out to God to ask him for rescue in the moment, right now. Throughout this month of Elul, we are engaged in a process of self-assessment. We tally up our flaws, and we commit ourselves to the path of spiritual growth and self-improvement. And self-scrutiny, as we discussed before when we talked about soul-searching, requires that we take a very hard look at ourselves, that we do it without loathing, without self-abasement, without sitting there and saying, I'm a gornish, ich bin a nebach, I'm a nothing. We do not need to self-debase in order to look at ourselves. But we also need to be cautious so that we don't do it from the point of view of arrogance or self-aggrandizement. What is our course of action? So David HaMelech gives us such a beautiful thought on how to go about doing a self-examination. He says, I will instruct you and enlighten you in the way in which you should go. I will advise you with my eye. This is Psalm 32, Perek Lamed Bet, Psalm 32, Pasuk Chet and also Pasuk Tet. Al tihiyu kisus keferet ein havin. Be not like a horse or like a mule, devoid of understanding. Bimeseg varesen edyo livlom, who with a bit and bridle must be restrained when being groomed. Bal krov elecha, so that they, the grooms, not approach you. What is he saying to us? Be not like a horse or like a mule, devoid of understanding, who with bit and bridle must be restrained when being groomed. David HaMelech is speaking from the voice of experience. At times, he says, he has felt himself to be free of sin. At other times, he says, "Banochi solat velo ish," I am a worm and not a man. But with insight that he has gained from observation of himself and other people, he tells us how not to live our lives. Be not like the horse or the mule, devoid of understanding. A horse is a creature singularly devoid of understanding. The horse responds both to carrot and to whip. It lacks the discriminative capacity to stand still while being groomed, experiencing all efforts to restrain it as equally punitive. It does not recognize the difference between the bridle and the bit. It doesn't recognize that this and the moment is he is being restrained in order to be groomed. He just sees it as an attempt to harness him, to stop him from moving. The horse cannot discriminate between good and bad touch, between what is being done to him for his own benefit and what is being done to him for his own harm. With blinders on, a horse will also tread only the path on which it is being led. We are not supposed to go through life like a horse or a mule, devoid of understanding, unable to make subtle discriminations. In fact, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to be enlightened. Look at the previous pasuk, pasuk ches. I will educate you and enlighten you in the proper path to travel. I will show you the way. I will instruct you in the way that you should go. David is urging us to self-enlightenment, to exceed the feelings of the moment in search of greater meaning and purpose. What are we to do as humans? We are to use all of our powers of observations and our intellect to make sense of our daily existence. We are to remove our blinders that block our perception and seek the path of truth. We must exercise judgment and discriminate between pure pain and the pain that teaches us. That is what is so critical. Pain is a physical sensation, but the meaning that you attribute to pain is what makes the difference between suffering and non-suffering. If I see pain as a gift, as when pain alerts you to the fact that there's a problem, then pain does not have to be pure pain. It could be suffering that is instructive, that teaches, that enlightens. As we travel through this month of Elul, we are seeking ways to become greater and greater and greater enlightened, to become more and more and more aware of who and what we are, so that we can make intelligent decisions and we can bring ourselves to a place of truth. And David echoes this theme of needing enlightenment, of searching for truth, when he says in Perek Mem Gimel, the following verse, Pasuk Gimel, 43:3, Shelach Orcha V'Amitcha, send your light, God, and your truth. Hema Yanchuni, they will guide me. Yivi'uni El Har Kachecha V'El Mishkinotecha, they will bring me to your holy mountain and to your dwelling places. Send me your light, God, and your truth. Every human being, as we've said so many times before, views the world through the lens of his own biases. These biases can obscure truth. We are never so blind as when we absolutely refuse to see. Therefore, our first request of God is that he send us his light, that he send us his truth. Send us enlightenment, O God, so that we may indeed perceive the truth as set down in this Torah. We ask that God remove our blinders. Remember we said before, be not like the horse who has blinders on. Remove our blinders. Allow us to partake of your light, God, and of your truth. In this world, we know that there are multiple versions of truth. He said, she said, they said, we said. But in God's universe, there is only one truth, and that truth is his truth. Rav Hirsch comments that such enlightenment will guide us as we move through our galut, as through our exile. It will permit us to follow the correct path so that we eventually arrive at the place that Hashem has prepared for us. And we arrive at the place that Hashem has prepared for his sanctuary and for his dwelling place. All along we hear David HaMelech saying so clearly that most of the time we human beings walk around in the dark. It has always struck me the Makkah of Choshech is really an exaggeration of our real state of affairs. In Makkah Choshech, the world went dark, completely and absolutely dark, and the Mitzrayim were paralyzed. They couldn't move because they couldn't see. But the truth is, most of the time we walk around in some sort of partial darkness. We don't have the clear vision, the clear perception to see Hashem well. And that's why we say to Hashem, Be'orcha, with your light near our aura, we will see the light. With God lighting the way, with God sending us his light and his truth, we will find our way back to God's Kachecha, to his holy sanctuary, L'mishkinotecha, to the places where he dwells. We will continue next week with further thoughts on the month of Elul.